The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus from the Quarto of 1604. Enter Chorus. Chorus. Not marching now in fields of Thrasymene, where Mars did mate one, the Carthaginians, nor sporting in the dalliance of love, in courts of kings where state is overturned, nor in the pomp of proud audacious deeds, intends our muse to vaunt her heavenly verse, only this, gentlemen, we must perform the form of Faustus' fortunes, good or bad, to patient judgments we appeal our plaud, and speak for Faustus in his infancy. Now is he born, his parents' base of stock, in Germany, within a town called Rhodes, of riper years, to Wurttemberg he went, whereas for, his kinsmen chiefly brought him up. So soon he profits in divinity, the fruitful plot of scholarism gracked, that shortly he was gracked with doctor's name, excelling all whose sweet delight disputes in heavenly matters of theology, till swollen with cunning, of a self-conceit, his waxen wings did mount above his reach, and, melting, heavens conspired his overthrow, for, falling to a devilish exercise, and glutted now with learning's golden gifts, he surfeits upon cursed necromancy, nothing so sweet as magic is to him, which he prefers before his chiefest bliss, and this the man that in his study sits. Faustus discovered in his study. Faustus. Settle thy studies, Faustus, and begin to sound the depth of that thou wilt profess, having commenced, be a divine in show, yet level at the end of every art, and live and die in Aristotle's works. Sweet analytics, tis thou hast ravished me. Bene dicere est finis logices. Is, to dispute well, logic's chiefest end? Affords this art no greater miracle? Then read no more, thou hast attained that end, a greater subject fitteth Faustus wit. Bid economy farewell, and Galen come, seeing, ubi desinit philosophus, ebi incipit medicus, be a physician, Faustus, heap up gold, and be eternus for some wondrous cure, summum bonum medicini sanitas, the end of physic is our body's health. Why, Faustus, hast thou not attained that end? Is not thy common talk found aphorisms? Are not thy bills hung up as monuments, whereby whole cities have escaped the plague, and thousand desperate maladies been eased? Yet art thou still but Faustus, and a man. Couldst thou make men to live eternally, or, being dead, raise them to life again, then this profession were to be esteemed. Physic, farewell. Where is Justinian? Reads, si una idem gris legatert vobis, alter rem, alter valorem re, and si. A pretty case of paltry legacies. Reads, ex lar editor filium non potest pater, nisi, and si. Such is the subject of the institute, and universal body of the law, this study fits a mercenary drudge, who aims at nothing but external trash, too servile and illiberal for me. When all is done, divinity is best, Jerome's Bible, Faustus, view it well. Reads, stipendium peccati mors est. Ha! Stipendium, and see. The reward of sin is death, that's hard. Reads, si peccus negamus, fallimur, et nulla est in nobis veritas. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there's no truth in us. Why, then, belike we must sin, and so consequently die, we must die an everlasting death. What doctrine call you this, chasera, sera, what will be, shall be. Divinity, adieu. These metaphysics of magicians, and necromantic books are heavenly, lines, circles, scenes, letters, and characters, these are those that Faustus most desires. Oh, what a world of profit and delight, of power, of honor, of omnipotence, is promised to the studious artisan. All things that move between the quiet poles shall be at my command, emperors and kings are but obeyed in their several provinces, nor can they raise the wind, or rend the clouds, but his dominion that exceeds in this, stretcheth as far as doth the mind of man, a sound magician is a mighty god, here, Faustus, tire thy brains to gain a deity. Enter Wagner. Wagner, commend me to my dearest friends, the German Valdez and Cornelius, request them earnestly to visit me. Wagner. I will, sir. Exit. Faustus. Their conference will be a greater help to me than all my labors, plod I ne'er so fast. Enter good angel and evil angel. Good angel. Oh, Faustus, lay that damn book aside, and gaze not on it, lest it tempt thy soul, and heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Read, read the scriptures, that is blasphemy. Evil angel. Go forward, Faustus, in that famous art wherein all nature's treasure is contained. Be thou on earth as Jove is in the sky, Lord and commander of these elements. Exeunt angels. Faustus. How am I glutted with conceit of this? Shall I make spirits fetch me what I please, resolve me of all ambiguities, perform what desperate enterprise I will? I'll have them fly to India for gold, ransack the ocean for orient pearl, and search all corners of the newfound world for pleasant fruits and princely delicates. I'll have them read me strange philosophy, and tell the secrets of all foreign kings. I'll have them wall all Germany with brass, and make swift Rhine circle fair Württemberg. I'll have them fill the public schools with silk, wherewith the students shall be bravely clad. I'll levy soldiers with the coin they bring, and chase the Prince of Parma from our land, and reign sole king of all the provinces, yea, stranger engines for the brunt of war, than was the fiery keel at Antwerp's bridge. I'll make my servile spirits to invent. Enter Valdez and Cornelius. Come, German Valdez, and Cornelius, and make me blessed with your sage conference. Valdez, sweet Valdez, and Cornelius, know that your words have won me at the last to practice magic and concealed arts, yet not your words only, but mine own fantasy, that will receive no object, for my head but ruminates on necromantic skill. Philosophy is odious and obscure, both law and physic are for petty wits, divinity is basest of the three, unpleasant, harsh, contemptible, and vile, 'tis magic, magic, that hath ravished me. Then, gentle friends, aid me in this attempt, and I, that have with concise syllogisms grovelled the pastors of the German church, and made the flowering pride of Württemberg swarm to my problems, as the infernal spirits on sweet Messias when he came to hell, will be as cunning as Agrippa was, whose shadow made all Europe honor him. Valdez. Faustus, these books, thy wit, and our experience, shall make all nations to canonize us. As Indian Moors obey their Spanish lords, so shall the spirits of every element be always serviceable to us three. Like lions shall they guard us when we please, like Almain rudders with their horsemen's staves, or Lapland giants, trotting by our sides, sometimes like women, or unwedded maids, shadowing more beauty in their airy brows than have the white breasts of the Queen of Love. From Venice shall they drag huge argosies, and from America the golden fleece that yearly stuffs old Philip's treasury, if learned Faustus will be resolute. Faustus. Valdez, as resolute am I in this as thou to live, therefore object it not. Cornelius. The miracles that magic will perform will make thee vow to study nothing else. He that is grounded in astrology, enriched with tongues, well seen in minerals, hath all the principles magic doth require, then doubt not, Faustus, but to be renowned, and more frequented for this mystery than heretofore the Delphian oracle. The spirits tell me they can dry the sea, and fetch the treasure of all foreign wrecks, ay, all the wealth that our forefathers hid within the massy entrails of the earth, then tell me, Faustus, what shall we three want? Faustus. Nothing, Cornelius. Oh, this cheers my soul. Come, show me some demonstrations magical, that I may conjure in some lusty grove, and have these joys in full possession. Valdez. Then haste thee to some solitary grove, and bear wise Bacon's and Albertus' works, the Hebrew Psalter, and New Testament, and whatsoever else is requisite we will inform thee ere our conference cease. Cornelius. Valdez. First let him know the words of art, and then, all other ceremonies learned, Faustus may try his cunning by himself. Valdez. First I'll instruct thee in the rudiments, and then wilt thou be perfecter than I. Faustus. Then come and dine with me, and, after meat, we'll canvass every quiddity thereof, for, ere I sleep, I'll try what I can do, this night I'll conjure, though I die therefore. Exeunt. Enter two scholars. First scholar. I wonder what's become of Faustus, that was wont to make our schools ring with sic probo. Second scholar. That shall we know, for see, here comes his boy. Enter Wagner. First scholar. How now, sirrah? Where's thy master? Wagner. God in heaven knows. Second scholar. Why, dost not thou know? Wagner. Yes, I know, but that follows not. First scholar. Go to, sirrah. Leave your jesting, and tell us where he is. Wagner. That follows not necessary by force of argument, that you, being licentiates, should stand upon, therefore acknowledge your error, and be attentive. Second scholar. Why, didst thou not say thou knewest? Wagner. Have you any witness on't? First scholar. Yes, sirrah, I heard you. Wagner. Ask my fellow if I be a thief. Second scholar. Well, you will not tell us? Wagner. Yes, sir, I will tell you, yet, if you were not dunces, you would never ask me such a question, for is not he corpus natural? And is not that mobile? Then wherefore should you ask me such a question? But that I am by nature phlegmatic, slow to wrath, and prone to lechery, to love, I would say, it were not for you to come within 40 foot of the place of execution, although I do not doubt to see you both hanged the next sessions. Thus having triumphed over you, I will set my countenance like a precisian, and begin to speak thus, dash truly, my dear brethren, my master is within at dinner, with Valdez and Cornelius, as this wine, if it could speak, would inform your worships, and so, the Lord bless you, preserve you, and keep you, my dear brethren, my dear brethren. Exit. First Scholar. Nay, then, I fear he has fallen into that damned art for which they too are infamous through the world. Second Scholar. Were he a stranger, and not allied to me, yet should I grieve for him. But, come, let us go and inform the rector, and see if he by his grave counsel can reclaim him. First Scholar. Oh, but I fear me nothing can reclaim him. Second Scholar. Yet let us try what we can do. Exeunt. Enter Faustus to conjure. Faustus. Now that the gloomy shadow of the earth, longing to view Orion's drizzling look, leaps from th Antarctic world unto the sky, and dims the welkin with her pitchy breath, Faustus, begin thine incantations, and try if devils will obey thy hest, seeing thou hast prayed and sacrificed to them. Within this circle is Jehovah's name, forward and backward anagrammatized, th abbreviated names of holy saints, figures of every adjunct to the heavens, and characters of signs and erring stars, by which the spirits are enforced to rise. Then fear not, Faustus, but be resolute, and try the uttermost magic can perform. Dash sent mihi de acre on dis propitiae.